Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We bless you. We magnify your holy name. Thank you for a new day in our lives. Thank you for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. Thank you for being our God, being our sufficiency, our helper, our healer, our provider. You are our all in all. We bless you today and forevermore in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to thank you also, Lord, for all the past broadcasts. We thank you for your word that have gone forth, bringing forth salvation, healing, deliverance, and all manners of testimonies. We say glory be unto you, Father, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we commit today's broadcast to your holy hands, and we pray, Lord, that like never before, breathe upon it and let it draw us closer to you. Let it bring forth revelation. Let it lead us toward the path of fulfillment of destiny in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, fathers and mothers. I welcome you once again to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God in His infinite mercies will remember you today. He will do something wonderful, something glorious, something excellent in your life and your family in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be discussing with you what I titled, Turn Around at Midnight. That midnight situation, the Almighty God will turn it around for your good in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm taking my text from the book of Acts, Acts chapter 16, and I'm reading from verse 25 to 34. Acts 16, reading from 25 to 34. See, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaking. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were unfastened. When the jailer woke and saw that the prison's doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And the jailer called for light and rushed in. And trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of night and washed their wounds. And he was baptized at once, he and all his family. Then he brought them up into his house and set food before them. And he rejoiced along with his entire household that he had believed in God. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, our God is a miracle-working God. He can turn that situation that appears hopeless, that situation that appears as a disaster. The Almighty God is going to turn it around for you, for your good, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul and Silas were in the prison. The Bible says about midnight. At that time, it seems morning is very far. It seems light is going to come at a long, long time. But brothers and sisters, do not be dismayed. Paul and Silas were not dismayed. They were in that darkness, but they were praising God. They were praying. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 30 verse 5, it says, "For his anger is for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning." Your joy is coming. That midnight situation is going to bring forth a turnaround for you in the mighty name of Jesus. At midnight, there is darkness. There is total darkness. But in the midst of the darkness, it's time for you to arise and pray. It's time for you to arise and pray like Paul and Silas did. God is not a God of confusion, but rather he sent confusion to the camp of our enemies. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, "Therefore God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. The Almighty God will give you peace in that midst of confusion. He will take away confusion from you and give it to your enemies." The book of Exodus 23, verse 27 says, "I will send my terror before you, and I will throw into confusion all the people against you, whom shall come, and I will make all your enemies turn their back to you." Your enemies will turn their back to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, brothers and sisters, it may appear as if nobody is listening to you, nobody is hearing you. But brothers and sisters, I want you to know that at that time, there is a God that answers prayer. There is a God that answers prayer. The Almighty God will not turn his back to your prayers in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That midnight situation will turn around in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. For it to turn around, you need to pray. You need to pray like never before. Because it is in prayer that our joy will be full. The book of John 16, verse 24, our Lord Jesus Christ speaking. I read from verse 23. "Say, in that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give to you." The Almighty God will answer your prayers in the name of Jesus. In verse 24, he says, "Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full." Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Just as the joy of Paul and Silas were full on that day, yours too will be full as you pray unto him, because the Almighty God himself will answer you in the name of our Lord Jesus. It's a time for you to praise God like never before. In Psalm 119, verse 62, he says, "At midnight I rise to praise you because of your righteousness." So when that midnight situation comes, Father, brothers and sisters, it's time for you to praise God. It's time for you to arise. And as you praise him, the Almighty God will redeem you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will arise on your behalf. He will fight your battles. In the book of Exodus chapter 12, verse 29. He said, "At midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive, who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the livestock. The Lord will arise on your behalf and strike down all your enemies, every enemy known and unknown, whatever name they may be called, wherever they may be coming from, wherever they may be getting their power from. The Almighty God will arise and will strike them down in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will arise on your behalf." Midnight situation, when it comes and you pray to God, you praise him, the mighty hand of God will be there to deliver you. His mighty and everlasting arm will deliver you. In the book of Isaiah chapter 63, verse 12, he said, "Who caused his glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moses? Who divided the waters before them to make for himself an everlasting name?" His right hand The Almighty God will deliver you. His everlasting arm will lift you out of that situation in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. At nighttime, the Almighty God will send his earthquake, as we read in that Acts 16:26, and say, suddenly there was a great earthquake. So the Almighty God will send earthquake. Everything will shake. It will shake the camp of the enemy, wherever they are gathered, in the water, on the land, in the air. There will be a shaking in the mighty name of Jesus. There will be a shaking. The earthquake will come and set you free in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a time that doors are open. Doors will open unto you when that turnaround comes from that midnight situation. Every door that the enemy have shut, the Almighty God, the one who has a master key, the one who opens, no one can shut. The one who shuts, no one can open. He will open the doors for you in the name of Jesus. In Isaiah 45 verse 1, say, thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grabbed, to subdue nations before him, and to loose the belt of kings, to open doors before him, that gate may not be closed. Your gate of joy, your gate of victory, your gate of fulfillment, your gate of fruitfulness shall be opened permanently in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That midnight situation shall come to an end in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, when your turnaround comes, it's time for your enemies to begin to bow down before you. In verse 27 of that Acts 16, see, when the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he threw down his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, do not harm yourself, for we are here. And the jailer called for light, rushing, trembling with fear, and he fell down before Paul and Silas. Oh, your enemies will bow down before you. They will bow down before you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every situation that have held you captive, the Almighty God will release you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. All you need to do is make sure you set your eyes upon Jesus. Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith. Look unto Jesus. Do not look for power elsewhere. When that situation comes, let your focus be on Jesus. Do not be distracted. Cry unto him, pray, praise him like you have never done before. And you will see, he will send his earthquake. He will shake the world for your sake in the name of Jesus. Every chain that have held you bound, the Lord is going to break them in the mighty name of Jesus. Do not be worried, because your worry will not change anything, but rather put your faith in him. Put your faith in him, trust in him, believe in him, and he will give you that turnaround in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. That situation that appears to be in darkness, his light will shine upon it in the mighty name of Jesus. But brothers and sisters, who will God arise for at midnight? It is those who serve him. Paul was serving God in book of Exodus. Exodus 23 verse 25, he said, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and will take away sickness amongst you. Brothers and sisters, serve the Lord. Know this God. I'm giving you the opportunity right now for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you have already accepted him, it's time for you to begin to serve him like never before, in the name of our Lord Jesus. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. It is you and you alone that will serve all the days of my life, in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life in the name of Jesus. For everyone who have heard this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will be upon you. The Almighty God will set you free from every manner of captivity, every chain of affliction. They are broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Your joy shall be full in the name of Jesus. It is well with you at daytime, at nighttime. The Almighty God will perfect that which concerns you for His glory. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.